GM, unions, and Mexico. It's a story. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks, as always, for being with us again today. In other business news, Bitcoin continues to fall in price. We'll chat a bit about credit scores and hitting that magic 800 mark. A big change coming to Walmart stores and why. Prices for many things have gone up over the past year, and we've got a list for you. We've got the Wall Street Report, and working from home makes us, more productive. And it's Friday, so Jeff Fitz is in with some Friday fun. Stuff to do at the Greater Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yes, you can follow us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Well, there seems to be some voting issues related to a union vote at a GM truck assembly facility in Mexico. Bloomberg is reporting that Mexico's labor ministry said it shut down the union-led vote at the plant after discovering unused ballots that had been destroyed. When it asked the union to deliver for inspection the votes that had already been made, the union refused. That's according to a preliminary report by the ministry. The automotive union said in a statement the vote was canceled after authorities couldn't guarantee appropriate conditions. GM, for its part, said they regret the situation and they are willing to move forward with the voting process. So far, in less than a week, the price of Bitcoin has dropped by 24%. The cryptocurrency had seen its values pegged near $65,000 per coin. Business Insider is reporting that Bitcoin could ultimately find support at $42,000, and that represents a 15% decline from where Bitcoin is currently at. Bitcoin's 100-day moving average currently sits at $49,500, but it fell below that level today to $47,500, but has since recovered and is trading at $49,560. So what's with a credit score of 800? No, really. How do people get there, and what's the magic in that number? MediaFeed is reporting that in practical terms, having a credit score over 800 probably won't make much of a difference to people who have credit scores in the high 700s, but there's something about that 800 mark that motivates Americans to try to surpass it. But how do they get there? MediaFeed looked at the credit reports of thousands of Americans with scores of at least 801 to see what the average credit report of a credit score champion looks like. And so here are the takeaways. People with scores over 800 first and foremost pay their bills on time every month, month after month after month. The average American, meanwhile, has about 6 late payments in their credit history. Average credit limits for those with 801 scores are over $71,000. But get this, they only use about 5% of that month to month. On average, Americans with over an 800 score owe a bit more than $126,000 in mortgage debt and $22,000 in other debt, including car loans. And when you look at that, that's really conservative, especially considering how much credit and loans they have available to them. People with scores over 800 have a 100% on-time payment history, meaning they haven't missed a payment in the 4 years of payment histories that are reported to their credit reporting bureau. People with scores over 800 have plenty of credit available, like we just said, over $71,000 on average, but they usually don't use it. Their average credit card balance is just $3,600. Credit bureaus also like to see a mix of debt products, with an average of 9 open accounts, and score champions certainly have that. They only had 2 hard credit pulls in the past 2 years, which shows that despite having all of those active accounts, they're really not looking to add to their debt load. And that's another thing that credit bureaus factor into scores. Finally, A big factor in credit scores is something called seasoning, which is the age of active accounts a person has in their account. The older an active account, the higher the score because it demonstrates the ability to maintain a successful relationship with a lender or creditor over a period of years. There you go. Make the payments on time. Watch what you're doing. Yeah, 800. Getting grocery and other items safely during the pandemic was a big deal. And Walmart, with those big orange automated pickup towers, were seen as being just the way to get it done in the 1,500 stores that had them. Well, now, Eat This, Not That is reporting that Walmart is getting rid of those automated stations in 300 of their stores, with another 1,200 that, well, they've been hibernated. Why? Well, Walmart says they want to meet their customers where the customer wants to meet them. And where is that? Curbside. The pickup towers aren't the only robotic machine Walmart has gotten rid of. Last year, the chain stopped using a robot that scanned aisles for inventory. The company said at the time that customers, well, they were just didn't care that much for them. And during the pandemic, the company also tested drone deliveries, driverless trucks, temperature-controlled delivery smart boxes, and more. The pandemic, it seemed, gave them some time to think of new ways to deliver stuff. Well, if you've been paying attention, you know that prices have been rising steadily on a host of products. Recently, 24/7 Wall Street took a look at some of the biggest price increases, and here are the top five. If you've been in the market for kitchen appliances, you know sticker shock. The report says the price for major appliances has jumped upward by 14.5% this past year. Propane, kerosene, and firewood is up by nearly 16%. All types of gasoline is up a whopping 22.5% over the past year. Laundry equipment, hang on, it's bounded up by over 24%. And leading all things getting more expensive over the past year, car and truck rentals. The study says the percent of price increase is a whopping 31% over the past 12 months. Well, investors today shrugged off the talk about higher capital gains taxes and spent some time checking on some strong economic data, and they came back to tech as well. The sentiment drove the S&P 500 to a near record after factory data and new home sales numbers underscored a booming economy. The Dow gained 227 points to finish the week at 34,043, while the Nasdaq saw tech rebound and gained 198 points to close at 14,016, and the S&P 500 picked up more than it lost yesterday, adding a whopping 45 points to close at 4,180. For the week, the S&P 500 fell by 0.1%, the Dow was off by about 0.4%, and the Nasdaq was off by just 0.2%. Data from the factory world said that U.S. manufacturing saw a PMI, or a Purchasing Managers Index, hit 60.6 for the first half of this month. That's the highest reading since May of 2007. Also, the sale of single-family homes rebounded more than expected in March, even as prices are inflated due to a shortage of available housing. Earnings reports go wild next week, as we'll hear from Microsoft, Google, Apple, Amazon, and Facebook. And they make up about 40% of the S&P 500 market cap. Going to be a big week. And finally, there is this. Do employees work as effectively from the kitchen table as they do from the office? You know, this is a question that we've asked and answered to the affirmative several times this past year. Now, according to research cited by Bloomberg, working from home will lift productivity in the U.S. economy by 5%. Why? Mostly due to saving commuting time. The poll, which involved 30,000 people whose work-from-home arrangements started as stopgap measures, found that 20% of those folks, well, they're going to be continuing to work from home moving forward. And something else that we all knew, lower-income workers who don't have a remote option face greater disadvantage since work-from-home benefits will accrue disproportionately to the highly educated and well-paid. Well, that's a wrap for the news. Now, stay with us to hear Jeff Pitts and I riff about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. It's fun, and it's Friday. We're talking sports, the arts, more entertainment, as well as mushroom hunting and garage sales. Why not? Hey, it's Friday.